Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 126, Serving Christ Himself. Colossians 3:24. Let this land, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. You are serving the Lord Christ. Paul wrote those words to servants, not to executives, not to people with contracts and leverage and options. He wrote to men and women who had no voice, no rights, no guarantee of being seen by anyone. And it was to them, exactly to them, that the Holy Spirit delivered this above every org chart, above every human authority, above every power structure the world has ever built. There is a name, and that name is Christ. That changes everything, because when you know who you are truly working for, the weight of every task shifts. The report that feels pointless at 6 in the morning, the client who doesn't appreciate you, the role nobody notices, all of it begins to carry a different kind of meaning. Not because the work got easier, but because the purpose got bigger. Duty gained a soul, and the promise that comes with that calling. It is extraordinary. Paul uses the word inheritance, not wages, not a bonus, inheritance. In the ancient world, that word belonged to sons and daughters, to those who receive because they belong, not because they performed well enough. And the Lord says, what the world never recorded, I recorded. The effort no one applauded, I saw. The faithful service that went unnoticed, it is kept in heaven. Human recognition fails. Every manager has blind spots. Every workplace has its injustices. There are days you give everything, and no one even looks up. But heaven's record has no gaps. Not one faithful act slips past the eyes of your Lord. And that is what gives you breath for the ordinary days. Not the hope of a promotion, not waiting for someone to finally notice, but the deep, settled certainty that you are working with eternity in view, that everything done with integrity, with care, with love, even the smallest things, is received by the one who knows you by name. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the first notification pulls you somewhere, you are going to do one thing only. Pray out loud, not quietly, not in your head, out loud so you hear your own voice saying it. And say, Christ, today I work for you. That's it. Those five words. Then carry that sentence into your first task of the day and let it reorient everything that follows. Name your Lord. Before the day names you, stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.